Events in Ukraine could also impact U.S. objectives in the Middle East, and in particular in Syria. The Obama administration has all but ruled out American military intervention in Syria, so finding a diplomatic way forward is the primary goal. That means Washington is relying heavily on Moscow's help in Syria. But as the world's Matthew Bell reports, the crisis in Ukraine is going to make getting that help more tricky.
John Kerry made a symbolic visit to Kyiv today, and the Secretary of State said the U.S. is not going to walk away from Ukrainians fighting for democracy and freedom.
So we are committed, and we are going to work to do what we can within our system as rapidly as possible.
Kerry criticized Russia for invading another country and dictating from the barrel of a gun. But Mark Katz, an expert on Russian foreign policy at George Mason University, says Moscow is feeling pretty confident about the way they're dealing with a strategically important part of Ukraine.
The Russians believe that they have been successful in Crimea, that the West has backed down, and that through hanging tough with regard to Syria as well, they may get a similar result.
When it comes to Syria, the U.S. and Russia find themselves in an awkward partnership, and President Bashar al-Assad is a major point of disagreement. The Obama administration says Assad has to go. The Russians do not agree. Mark Katz says Russian President Vladimir Putin puts a great deal of importance on the value of loyalty and standing by one's allies. Successfully protecting Assad, Katz says, would send a message to other authoritarian leaders on Russia's borders, especially in Central Asia.
These guys in Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, they have a choice. They can rely either on Russia or on China, possibly on both. And if they see Russia as not being supportive of Assad in Syria, this may incline them to lean more toward China. And if they do, it's not clear that Russia could do much to stop them.
If Assad were to be toppled in Syria, it would come on the heels of the humiliating ouster of Viktor Yanukovych, Russia's former ally in Ukraine. And that is something Putin is going to try to prevent, says Andrew Tabler, an expert on Syria at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Russia now is looking at President Assad as a necessary evil for the time being. Now, whether that's forever, we don't know. But clearly, a much more assertive approach by Russia and an aggressive approach in the case of Ukraine is winning on the chessboard.
But the U.S. and Russia still say they'd like to cooperate in Syria, especially when it comes to eliminating chemical weapons. Tabler says it's looking like a June deadline for complete destruction of those weapons will not be met.
One issue still outstanding is Syria until now has not agreed to destroy its 12 declared chemical weapons sites. It's only agreed to inactivate them by welding the doors shut. And that's not in keeping with the Chemical Weapons Convention that Syria signed last autumn.
The Russians will likely have to push their Syrian allies to meet that requirement, but Moscow is clearly focusing a great deal of its diplomatic energy on Ukraine right now, and that puts the White House in a tough spot on Syria.
President Obama has hitched a lot of his handling of the Syria crisis to the chemical weapons deal, and that was the solution that he held out. If that is delayed significantly, especially before the midterm elections in the United States, that's a way that Russia can put a lot of pressure on President Obama.
Tabler says there are two more things to watch to see if there's still hope for Russian and American cooperation in Syria. First, the ongoing talks aimed at setting up safe corridors for the delivery of humanitarian aid. And second, the next round of negotiations for finding a political transition in Syria. Both of those priorities will require more assistance from Russia, but that help is looking harder to come by after events in Ukraine. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.